The word today is failure. Welcome to The Word Today with pastor and Bible teacher Douglas Schrader. No one wants to fail, but failure is an inevitable part of life. It often comes unexpectedly, and we can become defeated by our failure or that of someone we love. When we're proud, failure can humble us. God can forgive our failures and give us a new start. And through His Son Jesus, we can look forward to a mistake-free future in heaven. Here to encourage us with more on this topic is Bible teacher Douglas Schrader on The Word Today, Failure.
Many of us like watching TV, watching movies, and sometimes there's what's called an action movie or a drama where something happens and the people have to get out of the situation. They have to find a way to escape, or they have to find a way to succeed. And in the movies, they have various lines from tough people or people that want to lead others and all. And when they absolutely must succeed or there's no other way out, there's a phrase that they'll use is, failure is not an option. Well, you know, there are times when we have to get things done, where we must succeed. You know, people's lives might be on the line. In real life, there's times when we don't have a choice. We have to get it done. You know, there's a bunch of people that are thinking now in the future that humanity has gotten to the point with technology that we're so smart and so advanced that we might be able to beat death. There are individuals that are predicting that by the year 2045, humans might become immortal and be able to stop death. Boy, you talk about the arrogance of humanity, the sinful pride within humans. Something tells me they will fail. They're treating it as though it's something where they cannot fail. And the reason they're thinking this way is because they don't know the Lord. They figure, oh, the only way to beat death is for us to try to figure out scientifically, medically, how to stop it. They're not commending themselves to God, the God of the Bible, the Creator, the one who forgives our sins and who's promised a resurrection from the dead. These are pagan-minded people who think it's up to them to stop themselves from dying. And isn't that pathetic? That's how arrogant sin works within humans, and they think failure's not an option if we want to beat death, when they could just simply trust in the Lord God, the Creator, and the one who promises eternal life through Jesus Christ. Failures come when, often like an accident, when you don't want them. They show up and they're awful, crushing at times. They're very painful, very difficult. And, you know, one example of a biblical failure that's classic to Christians that we always look at is Peter's denying Jesus in Matthew chapter 26, where Jesus is arrested before his trial and his crucifixion, and all of the apostles run, and Peter, out of curiosity, comes into the courtyard where Jesus is being put on trial, and he's trying to eavesdrop. He's trying to listen in on this. And so he's only a stone's throw away. I've been into that courtyard, and it's really not that big. You can easily see across the courtyard. And if you pay attention, you could almost hear what people might be saying. It's only maybe 30, 40 feet away where Jesus and Peter were standing from each other. They could easily have seen each other in their respective groups that they were standing in. And at one point, one of the gospel writers says that after Peter denies Jesus three times, the Lord turns and looks at Peter. Boy, that must have been some look in Jesus' eyes as he contacts Peter and looks at him. And Peter knows then that Jesus' words were true, that before the rooster crows, you will deny me three times. And then it says in Matthew 26, I'm kind of summarizing what these verses say in Matthew 26, verses 69 to 75, and it says at the end, and he went outside and wept bitterly. This was Peter's major failing. I can imagine that previously when Jesus was talking about his upcoming suffering, Peter had made statements such as, even if all fall away on account of you, I never will. He even said, I'm ready to go with you to prison and to death. That's mentioned in Luke chapter 22. It's like Peter thinks he's in an action movie saying, you know, failure is not an option. He's trying to use his own strength and cunning in order to say, we're going to make this work. Well, the answer is he failed. And he failed because of the fear of other people. I want to mention this to you, especially if you're in a country, if you're in a situation where you're a minority as a Christian, and you might have family that opposes your belief, that can be very difficult. Or maybe you're in a village, in a rural area, and there's not many Christians there with you. Sometimes you're all alone, and there can be tremendous pressure put on you in order to deny Jesus, in order to not talk about him, or just give up your Christianity. There can be a temptation to failure because of fear of other people. And I remember Jesus saying, do not be afraid of those that can kill the body and after that do no more. Be afraid of him who after killing the body can put you in hell. Now, that's not to make us afraid of God. It's to put things in proper perspective. Who are we supposed to revere? Who are we supposed to respect the most? Who are we trying to impress or trying to please? It's none of the people. It's the Lord God. It's the Heavenly Father who sent his Son Jesus in order to be our Savior. And at times it can get scary because people can threaten us. They can even threaten us physically. That's why Christians who die professing the faith are called martyrs, individuals that were killed because of their faith. And around the world, there are listeners to the Word today who may become martyrs. This is very serious stuff. We don't play games with faith. We don't play games with salvation. We don't pick up knives to assault other people that are against Jesus. We don't take guns and kill our enemies. We love our enemies. We show kindness to them. We pray for them sincerely that they would repent of their sin and come to Jesus. But the reason I'm rehearsing this for you is because it is easy to get scared in the moment. Peter got scared, and that's why he denied Jesus. And I want you to realize that all of us fail our Lord in different ways. We might fail him in sexual indiscretion and sins. We might fail him in greed or in thieving, stealing, and that. Christians commit sins, and we need forgiveness just like everybody else. But it's when that pressure comes from other people, there's a lot of temptation to deny Jesus because we're afraid, because we're not sure what's going to happen to us. And I want to strengthen you and encourage you that that is your moment. That is your chance. When you're feeling isolated, when people are pressuring you, that is a chance to make a very bold witness for Jesus Christ. And I want you to think about that ahead of time so that if anyone ever comes to you and threatens you, would kill you, that you make up your mind that you're going to be a witness for Jesus. I don't think Peter prepared properly. You know, Jesus said he would pray for Peter. And boy, isn't that a wonderful thing. Jesus knew Peter was going to deny him. And so Jesus said, Peter, I prayed for you so that you will not fail, but that afterward you will strengthen, you'll turn, and you'll strengthen your brothers. It's so critical that we have Jesus intervening for us for our forgiveness. Literally, Peter might have gone and hung himself like Judas. You know, after Judas betrayed Jesus, sold him out, he went and hung himself. And maybe Peter would have done the same. You know, he went out and cried bitterly. But Christ was interceding, lifting him up so that he wouldn't fail. Wow, what a loving God we have. When we've blown it, when we've messed up so badly, and it can be a lifetime-sized mistake, but yet Jesus is willing to forgive us. And we see how Jesus restored Peter. After he failed, Jesus gave him three opportunities to profess his love for Jesus. This was after the resurrection. So take your failures as part of the life process. We'd like to think we're never going to fail Jesus. We're never going to fail God. And the answer is, no, that's not possible. We'll commit sins that are offensive to God. We will have shortcomings in our faith where we don't get done what we should. And there may even be times when we feel pressure to deny Jesus. And I hope you won't. I hope you'll stand up under that public pressure to deny Jesus. But we take comfort from the fact that we have a forgiving God, nevertheless. We want to be aware of the fact that usually it's when we're too proud, that's when we fall. This is what Proverbs 16, verse 18 says. Pride goes before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. You know, it was the pride of Satan that caused him to fall. Pharaoh and the Babylonian king Nebuchadnezzar both were proud and it caused their destruction. Peter's pride caused him to deny Jesus. So as this process of trying to be brought closer to Jesus, and I hope you are drawn to the Lord Jesus because his forgiveness of sins, know that you're not going to be perfect. You're going to make mistakes. You're going to sin. And those failures do not have to be terminal. They do not have to be permanent. We have a forgiving God. You know, Romans 3 says, there's no difference, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God and are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that came through Christ Jesus. Isn't it wonderful that with Jesus, failure is not an option? Ultimately, his forgiveness has us and is applied to us. We may fail Jesus, but when we come repentantly, he will forgive us, and his mercy and love for us will never fail us.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word Today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find The Word Today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you, so visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support The Word Today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at The Word Today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word Today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have The Word Today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.